Hi, I'm Stephanie Bollinger with A Little Bit of Steph. Thank you for joining me for episode 3, To Her Core. Today, I'm going to share with you a little bit about my own charity organization, how that came about, and what all I'm trying to do with it here in my local community. So, I have, as you know, I am a suicide attempt survivor. And because of that, because of finding my own way for healing, and just kind of going about it a little differently than what seems to be the norm, I've decided to start some local support groups for other people like myself who battle depression, thoughts of suicide, or have attempted suicide. When I did some research, the only support group in my area, or the closest one to me, was all the way in Orlando, and I'm based out of Pensacola, Florida, so that was quite a distance. And it just kind of made sense that one of the things that would have helped me would have been peer support, so I thought, why not? Let's do this. So I've been able to round up a couple of other local peers and still on the search for some more, but we have some ongoing peer support groups. So it started out with the support group, and then, but really, like, in my heart, in my mind, something that I've been dreaming of doing since I started in my recovery process was having a nonprofit for suicide prevention and mental health awareness. So my support groups quickly went from support groups to now I have a charity organization, and I'm in the process of trying to form a 501c3 so that I'm able to apply for grants and things like that to help provide my support group members with other resources, other therapies out there that are actually not typically offered as therapy, or are not typically offered as like free or reduced therapy services. Part of my own process, healing process, was finding who I am and finding how I best heal. I went to therapist after therapist, and as much as I will not ever put down my therapy, I just never seemed to be finding the right ones for me. So for many years, it was just bouncing around to the wrong therapist for me, and trying to find other local resources. So many people have told me, oh, this is the best kept secret. Well, it's really not a good thing if it's kept a secret and we're not able to utilize those resources. So one of the things that I do now with my organization is I try to hunt down those hidden resources and try to get out there and spread it around in my community to help as many people as possible. So basically, what we do at From Trauma to Triumph is we have our support groups that help other peers. It's not just the depression aspect either of suicide. I mean, we have a lot of people like myself who battle with severe anxiety, panic attacks, things like that. Substance abuse is so often intertwined with mental illness, and unfortunately, it's difficult to get people to brush aside those stigmas and for people to realize that mental illness is definitely a big factor, a big cause of substance abuse, untreated mental illness. So trying to get out in my community and spread that awareness, putting together some fundraising events, more for just spreading the word, helping the community understand that we're here, helping people break down those stigmas, trying to go around to different hospitals and get in there and provide more training resources to the staff at hospitals so that we can get better patient care for mental health. It's really just this big ongoing thing, and I never thought that it would be so soon happening to me, that my dreams, my heart's desires would be coming true at this point in my life. But they are, and I'm so fortunate for that. I have just been received very well within my local community and surrounding areas. I have been received very well by local peers in our community that are in need of these support groups. So it's just been all over a learning experience, a crazy tornado on some days, and just really awesome that I can use what has happened to me, what I did to myself to turn my life around and to use that to help other people is just, it's huge. And I hope and my goal to help my support group members is to equip them with the knowledge that they need in order to be able to find the different things that will help them throughout their healing process, like their own therapies, to help them be equipped and have the knowledge of not only how to, like who to reach out to, but how to go about getting themselves the help that they need in different situations. Because to some of us, a crisis might be one extreme where we need in-house therapy, and then another maybe where we just simply need some emergency therapy or emergency psychiatric appointment to be able to get on some medication to balance ourselves. It may simply just be finding a resource such as a local support group. So those are all things that I'm trying to equip my support group members and local peers with the knowledge of, so that they can help themselves and so that they can also help other people. Because I've tend to learn that when I'm out and about, not being secretive about how I became blind, which is pretty much a topic that comes up in every single new conversation, I realize that there's a lot of other people like myself out there who do battle depression or deal with anxiety or suicidal ideations, you know, whatever that may be. I have a connection to so many different types of people out there, just from that one thing, kind of all balled in, well, a lot of things balled into one. So it really kind of like pushed me in the direction of, let's get out there and let's equip people with the information that they need to help themselves. I had a lot of different methods that I found to help myself. I actually had never been in a mental health facility before or immediately after my suicide attempt. When I had my suicide attempt, I was released from the hospital 2 weeks to the day of my attempt, without any therapy, any resources. Literally was sent home with nothing to help myself with my issues that caused my suicide attempt. I mean, it just absolutely nothing. So to start out in the world as a suicide attempt survivor, who had a police officer actually come to my home after I was released and hand me my clothing that my shredded up clothing that I was wearing during my attempt, and my phone, only to tell me that the reason I was not being in jail on felony charges was because they thought I wouldn't survive. I mean, I had no help from anyone in a professional setting. No one from the hospital, no one from the police force, no one gave me any kind of resources that would help me with my issues, with what I was struggling with. So I was sent back home to kind of figure it out with the few loved ones that took the time out of their everyday to come be there for me and help me through this. So it was, wow, just a whole new world. And on top of that, you know, I was now blind. So it was really trying to figure it all out. And I just, once I got up out of my bed and had that epiphany of, oh, I'm here for a reason. It was, I know I'm here. And it's like, what is that reason exactly? And let's find it. But before I could really find it, I had to find how to heal. And it all just happened together, really, honestly, in my healing process, finding my volunteerism, finding my dance, that I've talked about in one of my past episodes. So just, using my traumas and my triumphs is what I'm trying to do here with this organization. And in doing so, I'm surrounding myself by like-minded people who have the same goals and the same visions, same heart's desires, really. And I've been able to partner with some fantastic organizations, one of which, my mentor, Linda, from NAMI Pensacola, is a mental health organization. I'm sure many people in the world know about NAMI. So that is just really great that everything that I have envisioned and that my board members have envisioned for the legacy of From Trauma to Triumph, we are able to partner together with local organizations that feel the same and that care in the same way. So we are all just one heck of a force to be reckoned with here in our local Pensacola community, just knocking down doors and teaching and helping people grow and helping people heal. So that's what From Trauma to Triumph is all about. That's what I'm about in this. And that's what's to my core, is my organization and myself, and throughout my process, my journey, helping other people learn to heal. And so I think that is just a really important factor in anyone's healing process. Without knowing and without finding and knowing what your method will be, it's going to be hard, more difficult during recovery, because recovery is never quite easy. So I urge you to find those different things that help you in your process. If you're not with the right therapist for you, then go find the one that is. And it may take a lot. I went through a lot of different therapists before I finally, just in June or July of 2019, finally found my right therapist for me. So that, I mean, from 2011, and honestly, if you think about it, being in therapy on and off my entire life, to finally in 2019, at 32 years old, find my right therapist. Just please don't give up on yourself in that sense, because talk therapy is huge. It's not the only form of therapy, so I urge you to not stop there, but do that for yourself. Continue searching until you find the right one, because when you do find that person, it's a game changer, it really is. Just literally every aspect of your healing process. And so what we're doing, other than just trying to get out there and inform our medical field about the stigmas and how to help them provide better mental health patient care, better patient care in general, really, is we are trying to teach people how to help themselves and how to help other people. So one of the things that I learned early on in forming these support groups and this organization, when I jumped into it thinking, I can do this, all of this. No. Don't go at anything alone. Surround yourself with a good team, with a good support, with people who are passionate in the same sense as you, but not just that are passionate about the same things as you. I urge you to find those people that are passionate in the same like-minded way as you. Just because someone might be about suicide prevention doesn't mean that they have the same vision and goals as you do. So find those people. Be picky. So one of the things that I learned and that I am slowly doing is that a legacy is not built by one person alone. A legacy is built by that person pouring themselves and mentoring someone else, or maybe a couple of people, and really just pouring into them and helping them grow and helping them learn. And then teaching them in doing that how to turn around and pour themselves into someone else. And then from there, it's a trickling effect where you slowly are just building up and building up this wonderful group of like-minded individuals who who are not just passionate about what you're passionate about, but in the same sense, in the same type of ways, so that you can then work together and have much positive outcome within your community efforts or your worldwide efforts, whatever that may be. For an example, I'm so excited to sit down this upcoming week with our new treasurer for our organization, who is someone that is not just passionate for suicide prevention and mental illness awareness, but is passionate about it in the same like-minded way. Someone who I actually treasure dearly as a friend, so that is a benefit to me and to the whole organization to have someone that I know has cared about me personally for several years now and has never, not once, failed me when this person said they would be there. So it's just great. But when I'm sitting down and I'm talking to her in a prior meeting, inviting her for this position, it was really kind of an eye-opener for me, the way that I worded it to her, because I hadn't quite said it out loud like this before. And after going back and talking to my other board members and us being on the same page, that we feel this way, I have a small board still. I developed my organization, my husband and I, he likes for me to say me, because he doesn't like to be in that light of it, but we developed our organization in August of 2019 together. He did it in the sense of, this is my dream, my heart's desires, and he's backing me completely and fully, and he thought, well, if you're going to do this, let's do this. So we are, and since August, I have a very small board of directors. And when I'm talking to my new treasurer, inviting her for this position, asking her to take on this role, I told her that the reason that I have a small board is because I'm being picky. I have had several people come to me and say, why haven't you asked me to be on your board? Well, each person is different, and I've been honest with each of those people, whether it be with, if I feel like I can really rely on them for whatever reason, if I feel like they're just not passionate in the same sense as me and the rest of my board, whatever the reason, I've been honest with them and telling them why I have not chosen them, because I don't want to harm any friendships that I have. Therefore, I wouldn't lie to someone about whether, why or why not I included them in my organization activities or board. I don't want someone to come to me at a later date and say, well, I changed this or that, so can I be on your board now? Well, then I'd have to come up with another excuse, so why lie? It's been very beneficial for me to be honest and forthright and immediately in explaining why I am not comfortable with certain people being on my board or being involved with my organization to certain degrees. So far, no friendships have been ruined, and everyone can respect and understand my decision. So that's been beneficial as well, which is another reason that I know I'm surrounded by wonderful friends, wonderful people. And I did talk about in my past episode that if you have negativity, cut that out, cut them out. So fortunately for me, whether I want someone to be on my board of directors or not, my friends still love me and still support me in the way that they are able to. So that's great. So I'm talking to her and I'm explaining this to her, and I'm telling her that I and my board, we only want people involved in this that see the legacy happening, that are here to pursue the legacy, that are here to do whatever it takes in a positive direction to bring our mission, our vision, our values, and our purpose to fruition. And so that is just something I'm just so excited about. I just love my organization, love that this is happening. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how to handle different situations, because we have, in our community, my flyers out and about, people tend to think that our organization is a crisis line. And unfortunately, due to lack of manpower, lack of training, we are not a crisis hotline. We are also not trained therapists, so we do not provide one-on-ones. Our phone number and our email are listed for informational resource purposes only. There are national suicide hotlines and text lines available if you are in need of speaking with someone right now, if you're feeling alone and feel like you need to talk to someone. Those resources are listed along with this podcast. And if you are in an emergency, please call 911 and ask for a crisis intervention trained officer. These officers will be able to help you in a crisis with your needs. So I would encourage you to reach out to your local resources, to find support groups, to find different therapies, and for yourself, I would encourage you to utilize the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number and text line. I would encourage you to use the Veterans Crisis text line, which is also listed with this podcast. You are enough. You are worth it. Just like I was worth it the whole time and didn't know. I was always enough, but just didn't believe. You are too. So don't stop here with this podcast. Please reach out. Email me from trauma to triumph, PCOLA@gmail.com, for additional resources if you are in the Pensacola, Northwest Florida community. And reach out to the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Whatever you can do, don't stop here. Just let's help you get those resources that you need. Let's help you get on the right track to finding your healing method, because that is just, this is just the beginning. So much more in life can come from this. I care about you. I believe in you. I have hope for you. And I want you to feel the same for yourself. So let's get started on that. Blessings. Bye. Thanks for watching.